to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris on the Paracast, we're talking about the background of crop circle research. And Colin Andrews suggesting that even though these are in many cases being done by regular human beings, they're being influenced from somewhere else. And before we get to the questions, just a quick inquiry on my part, Colin, and that is, all right, if you're dealing with a global or universal intelligence, alien or otherwise, how do you prove that? How do you find the nuts and bolts of that, or do you just have to believe?
No, I think there's a middle ground here, and I think it is by sharing the information. The belief comes by, first of all, being able to imagine a situation, a scenario, an event, and then to have other individuals sharing their experiences, however outlandish and unbelievable, which is something I've had to do myself in recent years, share things that I've kept secret. And I've since had a return on that investment by people sharing their experiences with me. And so the reality of what's happening slowly changes, and the reservoir of thinking changes with it. And so the belief comes from understanding and believing that this is a broader problem than just your own. And so I think that evolution is where we head into a new direction, and where I think the book is actually having an impact, if I may say that myself, is that it's opening up a new kind of discussion. Not that nobody else has thought about this, not at all. I know you've done great work, especially on the UFO, both of you. And, you know, you have an inquiring mind that will seek out the same kind of data, but bringing them together in a broad perspective and seeing how it works in politics, religion, and other subjects, we begin to see that we are evolving along a pathway. We are on a program that is not necessarily without some help or direction from other places, good or bad. And I don't know whether it is necessarily heading towards a good place or a bad place, but I think it is our responsibility to attempt to make it a good place, you know, by trying to seek out in all of this information truth. And that's where I get to fall out majorly with our governments and many others, you know, in the multinational companies, et cetera, et cetera. Truth is a very important ingredient. It takes us to a better place.
I'll say.
Yeah.
That's
huge. I mean, you know, it takes us to a better place. And so, you know, I think extraterrestrial in this piece of the equation, we can guess whether it's extraterrestrial, but it's certainly extra human. I will put my name on that, as I have with the book. I'm very confident that there's a helping hand here.
One thing that I noticed early on in the book is the observation that many of these formations, when you see them on the ground, you don't realize how they appear to be interacting with the environment. Location of supposed ley lines, Roman roads, standing stone formations. And it's always kind of puzzled me why that particular part of the world, why the Wilshire area, which is highly concentrated for the crop circle phenomenon, why there in southern England? Have you given any thought of why this, besides Doug and Dave getting out there?
Yeah, that's
who, by the way, you point out, they didn't even realize why they were doing some of these early circles. They would look at each other and go, why are we out here?
Yeah, great. You've covered a lot of ground there, but and you clearly have.
I know,
read
but it's the actual location itself. Can you address that?
Yeah, well, yes, I'll certainly attempt to. I mean, a lot of thought being put to this because, after all, it's correlations that one always looks for in the data. And here, if you have something, an area where you're getting 90% of the world's total reports, good and bad, real and hoax, then there's something there that we need to understand. And where I go with that is there are several things. Archaeological sites are predominant in that area. that may or may not be connected with it, but it has a spiritual component. It has a component of man's investment in his mind. They were not constructed for no reason. You know, these are mammoth undertakings. Stonehenge, the stones, 80 tons brought from area miles away. This is not a small task. You know, you're building the largest man-made pyramidal mound at Silbury Hill, the largest archaeological site, a monolithic stone structure of Avebury, all in that same area. These are not small undertakings. Why were they put there? Well, it's a separate question, but that is a correlation in the data. Another correlation is that there are vast quantities of water that are moving underground in the chalk strata, the geostrata that actually consumes and absorbs large quantities of water. That's pretty unique to our planet. There are not many places that have a geostructure, but here's the other one, and I think it's probably the most significant. This came out also, incidentally, at the USAR range. The Skinwalker book was written about Robert Bigelow's work. You know, took a team there. I was invited to be part of that team at one point. But they discovered the same thing as we've discovered. Here we have an area that appears to be a Stargate-kind situation, some kind of placement of an interface between dimensions where the most inexplicable and unknown happens, most of which is not understood at all. Only that there's a place in the sky where these objects appear. There are animals that have never been seen before anywhere else at any other time. The Native Americans knew about them here, and back in England, the Celts constructed sites which seem perhaps to mark those locations. And Silbury Hill, and I'll terminate this point here, but Silbury Hill is an archaeological site, a major one, where absolutely countless high strangeness events occur, including UFO, ET, crop circles, vehicles with dying engines, animals that are seen that have never been seen before. So you have very striking similarities, and that might be why we're getting the interaction with humans too in that specific area. I am aware, incidentally, that the US government and UK governments have been actively involved in their own research of that area. Maybe when you've got a few more minutes, I could, if you wanted to, expand upon that.
All right, so we have to clarify this here. Other than the areas where crop circles are seen in the UK, what about the US? What about South America? What about other parts of the world? Do we see them there at all?
Yes, we do. We see them in many, many countries. But the volume has not been enough, really, I think, to etch out the drawing, the painting, if you like. This is the example I will give you. In America, in New York, New York State, Herkimer, and in other states too, there are less events, but there are hot spots. There are hot spots with a few events. There are not enough events to give us what it is we might be looking for. In other words, the patterning in that area, where they perhaps will occur, and I think they probably will at some point in the future. In southern England, because, you know, there is this, of course, it's a small island. There's a conglomeration of activity in the past related to the archaeological site and has been duplicated and mirrored by the crop circle phenomena. Now, here we have a large volume, over 2,000 reports. I've got 2,500 now in the database here. I mean, hundreds appearing. It peaked and it's dropping away, dramatically dropping away right now. But here we have enough data, enough locations to see that they're forming a pattern, and that there is a very a precise geometry that has been etched out for us over the last 30 years that actually forms an equilateral triangle in the landscape around about 41 and a half miles radius from Stonehenge.
I've got a question that might relate to this. Obviously, we're going to get into talking about science, the work of W.C. Levengood and BLT Research, some of the early scientific work that has been done to try to determine if we can differentiate between the man-made circles and the ones that are truly high strange. This is a question that comes from Technomag T at forum.theparacast.com. And he wants to know if we know of any technologies developed by humans, number one, that have the potential to create crop circles other than the old-fashioned board and string. And have there been any additional scientific progress identifying the cause of crop circles? Levengood mentioned plasma vortices, that sort of thing. where do you come down on the science of this?
Let's hold that answer till our next segment, okay? Colin Andrews joins Gene and Chris. Lots more questions to be answered. You're in
the Paracast.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing, because the fact is, FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now, and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Oh, this is fascinating. It really is. We're enjoying the presence of Colin Andrews for the first time on the Paracast. He'll be back. If even just to answer all the questions we have, Chris posed the first one at the end of our previous segment. Colin, what's your response?
Well, coming to the sciences now, the scientific work that's been done, you know, as I've mentioned, I'm an electrical engineer myself, so my bias has been to what I know, electrical engineering. So the first thing that I was involved in, apart from gathering the data of the placement of these things, the dimensions, their alignments to magnetic north, is where I was coming from initially. I did the magnetometer tests in these and showed that a small number of them, the more simple ones, once again, we come back to that, showed that there were magnetic anomalies, sometimes as much as 300% increase in the magnetic field, and patterning in those measurements the actual design of the circle itself. That's an astounding fact, and it has only actually happened. It's been measured in a small number of designs. And so that's one scientific result which has still to be worked with, fully evaluated, fully understood. That's part one. Part two, I'm not a biologist, and this is I'm being very careful how I'm setting myself up here, because this is a very controversial area, and I know you've had Nancy Talbot on your program, and BLC 11 good work has been there. It's a large body of work. I happen to be, and it is regrettable because it has caused friction, you know, amongst us. Not anything I've taken up at a personally, but it has been kind of thrown back at me personally, which is kind of difficult to deal with, because in the public domain, and I'm, I didn't ask to become a public figure, but I've kind of become one in this subject arena. It's a difficult area. Now, the body of work must speak for itself, and its representatives will represent it as a body of work. What I know is that I placed many plant samples to University of Sheffield biologists years before 11 Good received its own, which was from my team. Pat Delgado sent the first ones from some of the early designs we were looking at, which excited him, mystified him with his work, that there were changes at the cellular level, that there were results there that he felt were not natural in the sense of, not natural vortices, meteorological or otherwise, and perhaps even a plasma, electrified plasma being involved, low levels of microwave. Well, this is where it becomes controversial, except my part of this is that I was informed by the team that had worked with me, and actually were still working with me to a small degree, who had become the samplers in Great Britain, plant samplers for BLC. Well, they felt, because they weren't happy with the results they were seeing, they didn't seem to satisfy them, because they thought strongly that what they saw under their feet were man-made. Not in every case, I'm just saying that in some cases where they felt they were looking at man-made, they saw tracks, they saw damage to plants, and other evidence that they thought, well, I think this has been made by people. But nonetheless, their obligation was to send these plants, samples, and inside these areas to Leningood, Mr. Leningood, which they did. And when the results came back on a few occasions, that they were amongst the best results he had seen, and almost certainly created by, this plasma, they became even less happy. So they effectively did a double blind, which has really put me personally in the deepest part of the water, because I felt the results that came back from that double blind was important for all of us to know, all of us to share, because it was at that time that we were hanging a very major hat on the BLT hook, that here was a definitive scientific result that differentiated between the real and the man-made, when in fact the samplers themselves, and they let me in on some of these blind tests that they were carrying out, I became a quiet bystander to the blind testing process that was going on, and I became astounded. You know, even when I was filming farmers saying, well, that was over there was caused by heavy rain we had last night, and the samples would be sent and come back as an amazing result, I became less and more and more disillusioned. And I rightly or wrongly, I mean, it was never anything personal. I actually like and admire a man in science that comes forward, because I know what there is to be lost, you know, in subjects like this. But the result had to be stated, and I stated it, and that was the beginning of a very significant rift between the Leningood BLT camp and myself personally. But I've given that to you as honestly as I can give it, and maybe if you have, you know, Nancy back or somebody at some future time, you'll hear another side, perhaps. But that's the best I can give to you, that I do question whether we have a definitive, very important result on the plant analysis. I do not think we do. That is my view. When you crush plants under feet, plants react differently. There's never been reason to test and evaluate to this level plants that have been crushed by feet. Right. It just simply hasn't been done until now. And so I think we could be looking at an important result, that when a plant is stressed, it says, I'm dying, my species is in trouble, and it does things to protect itself and to safeguard the future generation. In a heavy drought, apples will form in multitude, and all other fruit will too, because it's saying, I'm in trouble, we need to survive, let's put out the seeds as much as we can do for the next year. Anyway, that's my result.
Well, that, you know, that's a really interesting point, because I remember Nancy and Levengood scratching their heads when they were told that they'd been hoaxed, that the kinds of results that they were finding that they felt were legitimate, high strange results, were being found in hoax circles. So you bring up a really interesting possible rationale for those sort of physiological changes to be observed and documented. Now, this is the Paracast, and we kind of dig a little bit here, and I really do have to ask this next question. It's partially comes from Gogs Mackay, one of our administrators at forum.theparacast.com. But the psychic Robert Vandenbroek from Holland recently...
I thought we were going to go there.
A fairly unbelievable channeling that he did from the recently departed Pat Delgado, who's a dear friend of yours, with some sort of message for you that really kind of blew up into a tempest in a teapot. So why don't you give our listeners just a real quick thumbnail sketch of that and where you come down?
Yeah, and it will not be an extensive response, because here I have to show much more respect than has been shown on the internet for my deceased friends. And it was more than Pat Delgado, you know, it was Paul Vige, it was David, and you know, even Doug Bauer. So this is a very kind of serious situation, because families and their memories of their loved ones has been affected by statements made surrounding Robert Vandenbroek. I have spoken to Robert. I have to say that I have not been able technically to resolve, nor has anybody else, I don't think, what's happening around Robert. But I don't wish to get further involved in a quagmire of many claims related to people who I loved and respected, and their families too. So that's where I come down. It is a very big subject in of itself, and yes, seem to be a mysterious one.
Colin Andrews joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter, and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
I'll tell you what, we had a big dust-up with Nancy over this Robert Vandenbroek issue.
Yeah,
I'd rather not get into any more of it. There is a large thread, a couple, I think, in our forums at forum.theparacast.com. The shows are in our archives. Reach your own decisions. Chris, we've got many thousands of questions to get through. Let's try a few more.
Boy, we do. I must say, Colin, I've been doing the show for over 3 years now, and I've never seen so many questions for a guest that we've had on the show, and that's a testament to people's interest in your very fine work, groundbreaking, pioneering work, I might add. Well, Gogs Mackay has another question for you, and this is one that I wanted to ask, too. You know, you mentioned there have been almost 2,500 crop formations. You've seen many of the famous ones, Barbary Castle, the Julia Set. I could go on and on. What was the single most interesting crop circle you ever investigated and why?
Great question. Of the many, I think certainly a couple of thousand, most of them in southern England, that I've traveled the world to see others, you know, in Japan and the outback of Australia, et cetera, et cetera. This might be a surprising reply, answer to some of the listeners. The most intriguing was a single circle in 1986, I believe. That's all it was. It was a single circle in the landscape, well away from the beaten ground in public access areas, although it was, you know, a farmer's field, not anything that most people would see. And this circle was different because from the air, it had what was a very clear spiral, but it was what we've seen in all circles before and everyone since is that you can tell the direction of the spiral, clockwise or counterclockwise, from the air by its patterning. But here we have one. It appeared to be a clockwise spiraling arm. The arc of the spiral was clockwise from the air, and yet at ground level, the plants were coming from the perimeter into the center on that arc. It had also along each of those veins that form that spiral interwoven sinusoidal sine waving plaiting of the plants is the best way I can describe it over the radio like this. It was absolutely extraordinary. I spent a lot of time there with the farmer. I was joined by Dr. Terence Meaden, head of the Tornado and Storm Research Organization in Britain, and we spent together a lot of time looking at that. That was one pattern that has stood out, a pattern of plant flattening that has stood out amongst all of them in its simplest form. But I think to this day, it's even conceivable, I think, that that was much more UFO energy field related than crop circle in the true crop circle sense was.
Yeah, interesting. And also, I think it's an interesting exercise to look at the patterning of complexity and how those original circles in the 70s may have been Doug and Dave or whomever. But we see at Cheesefoot Head in 86 the first real pattern of complexity, which was a ring around a simple circle that really, to me, indicated the first real amount of complexity. And I'm holding a book here by Michael Glickman called Corn Circles, which does exactly that. It leads the reader through the actual patterning of complexity in the first 10 years of the crop circle phenomenon. This book was given to me by Lawrence Rockefeller, actually, and I treasure this book because of its simplicity and how you can really get a visual sense of how these formations have become more and more complex over the years. And one thing I must point out is 1986 is when mad cow disease broke out in the cattle herds in southern England. So I think that there's a correlation there that I talked to you about back in 99. I think I kind of freaked you out with that. That we have an interesting correlation of crop circles emerging and becoming more complex as mad cow disease is slowly spreading around England.
Yes, and it was also, to add to that that mix, that rather intriguing mix, was also the year when Pat Busty Taylor, the light aircraft pilot, still involved today, incidentally, it's only he and I from the original team that's still involved, but we stood in a field next to one of those circles you're referring to with a single ring, and nearby, to our right, was the next development that appeared a few days later, a circle with two rings, and we observed that, as we had done in previous visits in that area, that where you had a circle with a single and then a double ring, that they were in balance. In other words, the flow would be clockwise in one and counter in the other, that we were looking at an not an entity, but a 2D representation of something in equilibrium, something in balance. We made that comment, you know, to one another, to find the very next day, and this was, again, it's in the book because it runs a thread that runs through a lot of this. It was as if something was like a parrot on your shoulder, listening and observing, knowing where you're going with your thought process. And the next one to appear showed us that there wasn't that level of consistency and that the law of physics that we were looking at, it did not comply, or it need not apply, to this subject, because the next one appeared with three, and they were all in the same direction. This is kind of a game that seems to have developed, you know, in the subject. So, you know, there are so many pieces to this. You know, you really do have to kind of step back, slow it down, because the pieces are many. It's like there's the patterning that you've referred to in the book, Michael Glickman's book, and other books too. There's the patterning. Can you make out a message? Where's it evolving from A to Z? What does it mean? Well, in that question, you also have to have which ones are showing us, which are the real ones, which of those that we can prove are not man-made, where are the ones that are man-made, is that a separate route that we're taking to the same
right.
conclusion?
Yeah, good point.
On and on and on. You know, there's a lot of this, and where does the science come in to it at the same time? I broke away, I'll terminate on this, I broke away my own specific focus of research in 2000, the year that after we spoke on the phone, and felt that I was obliged to do it and break away into the study of consciousness, because that did seem to me to be the correlation between the man-made and that we couldn't decipher, because there was a consistency in the information that was being communicated. And so consciousness, that appears to be the guiding force here, is where I kind of then placed my focus.
Well, that leads me to another question from one of our listeners at forum.theparacast.com, one of our posters, Son of a Skunk. He asks, crop circle designs are often referred to as having very complex mathematical properties. Has there ever been an attempt to place all of these properties into a computer, put these formations into a computer, and see what comes out?
I don't know exactly how you would do that, because there are different family types. I'm sure there will be somebody who will come forward and show me how, and, you know, that's great. But I don't know how that would be done, because, you know, you look at the designs and you see, by evaluating what it is we think we know about them, some we have no idea what they are. They're simply patterns, like somebody throwing the paint off of your paintbrush and just randomly thrown around the paper. I mean, there's just no regime, no construct that you could work with. But others do create family types. You know, as you were saying there, you know, some are nature's mathematics. Some are fractal designs, the Julius set and these other hands of fractal and chaos theory. You know, others are astronomical units. Others are animals, DNA, electromagnetic components of one sort or another. And so you could only, I think, break those down and to feed family types forward and perhaps suggest an outcome on a computer. But I don't know how you would input all of them into one cohesive program to know what they are spelling out.
So you would have to break them down into their type, basically, is
I
what
think
you're
so.
Saying. Yeah.
I think so, and break them down into mathematical ratios. That, I think, is a valid suggestion. This was something, the starting point for that has probably already happened, and that was when Professor Gerald Hawkins, down in Washington, D.C., head of astronomy at University of Boston, he and I were working together back in the early 80s.
We'll have the rest of that answer on the other side. The book is On the Edge of Reality from Colin Andrews and Cynthia Andrews. You're on with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I call the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Chuck now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
We don't want to forget the rest of the response to that question. Colin Andrews, continue, please.
Well, Professor Gerald Hawkins down in Washington, D.C., head of astronomy at University Boston, he looked at the circles we had. He felt a good starting point for this was to look at those that we had recorded pre-contamination. In other words, pre the time when Doug and Dave came forward and claimed to be responsible for making many of them. These were printed in our first book, Circular Evidence, which became an international best-selling book, which, of course, was pleasing, but it got an A to a lot of people. And in that book, I think off the top of my head, I haven't got it in front of me, there were something like 18 designs that we spoke about. We reported on people's experiences, UFO experiences, many of them. This is the important piece. We gave dimensions, accurate dimensions and placements in southern England. He went to work on that. And what he found was that more than three quarters of them, I believe it was 11 out of 18, came up with consistent ratios. That is, if you square the circle, in the case I think Chris was making of circle with a ring, circle with two rings, well, square the circle, then square the first ring and square the second, and the ratios that exist between those three elements squared, and compare them to other designs in Circular Evidence, the very first book written on the subject, he found there was a consistency of diatonic ratios. These are the same ratios in the musical scale. These are the black notes on the piano in the Western musical system. So that if you have C as, I think, 297 hertz, an audible frequency, and you press the adjacent note to it, the ratio that exists between those sound frequencies is the same that existed one element to another in the crop circles in southern England between 1981, when the first of the team got involved and measured them, through to the publication of Circular Evidence in 1989. So there is a mathematical starting point for that very intriguing question that was asked, I think, on your blog site. And just to say in conclusion, it was that result, Professor Hawkins' result, that fascinated Queen Elizabeth's scientific advisor at the time, also scientific advisor to the Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, during the time that I was sending reports to them, because his comment was to us personally that if this is so, and this applies globally then we have an international conspiracy. And that simply is not feasible as it stood right back in 1989.
Wow. Well, that kind of leads me to my next question from Psychedelic Alchemist. And as a little aside before I mention this, I happened to be on the phone. I spoke with Lawrence Rockefeller's right-hand man, Henry Diamond, who replaced George Lamb back in, I think it was 98. He had just was getting himself up to speed in Lawrence's affairs, and he asked me, kind of out of exasperation almost, he says, why is Lawrence so interested in crop circles? Doesn't he realize that it's probably British intelligence doing these things from space? You and I both know that, Chris, and I was like, we do? I thought it was a very interesting aside coming from someone so highly placed. But that leads me to the question by Psychedelic Alchemist. Are governments around the world purposely trying to cover up the crop circle phenomenon? Or are any government agents behind these designs? And if so, what could their purpose be?
Well, that is a very big question. I could go into a thousand directions with this one.
We have some pretty good listeners out there.
Very good, very intelligent questions, very probing. I would say first that it is not my belief that any government, British included, are responsible for constructing crop circles, not from airborne technology. The reason that I say that is that airborne technology capable of this kind of manipulation of plants, and we're looking at microwave here, low levels microwave beamed from above, have to have a forward momentum, a velocity, a forward momentum to actually not only, of course, soften plants and to influence their stability, but to actually place them into a design. This is capable of, to some degree, in a microwave oven, traditional microwave oven, but you kill the plant. They're heated, they die. And also, I've spoken firsthand to witnesses in the farming community, landowners, in and around military facilities and way outside of those facilities, who had these things in the 40s. Actually, one in 1923-24. Hard evidence, 1946, 47. We don't know of the technology capable of doing this, even by the military at that time. And so, and you know, they have plenty of grounds where they can experiment with these kind of things without putting them, you know, right alongside major highways and things like that. I don't actually think they're involved in this at all, but they most certainly are involved in infiltrating the crop circle fraternity at the UFO fraternity and other subjects that they know something about, but not everything about.
Yeah.
And that's another whole program.
I've always said when it comes to UFOs and some, you know, paranormal-esque phenomena, which you could classify crop circles as, the more you know, the more confused you are. The governments definitely know more than we do. That's why they're that much more confused. I'm pretty convinced of that.
I quite agree. I mean, I recently had, I don't think there's going to be time to go into detail, but I had in the last 3 years, had visitors to this house here where I'm talking to you now, near New Haven in Connecticut, a TV crew that who were different to any TV crew I have ever agreed to do an interview with, high tech, talking over their systems to people in other control facilities somewhere, asking me questions that not only sounded different, they were being set up in certain ways. I took photographs of the vehicle and the people concerned. That surprised them, and I had a very unexpected and strange response. They were angry. They asked me what I was doing, and yet here they were in my home, you know. And anyway, long story short.
Yeah, really, turnabout's fair play. Come on, guys.
Well, absolutely right. I mean, the outcome of that was that I still have, thankfully, a few good contacts on the inside of some of these authorities, FBI and so on. And my information was that this was an asset-building operation by United States intelligence. And for the future, again, we're looking at future time here. It's where is this going to run? What does this guy know? How can we take him out, or how can we use him? And that's what they were doing. That's my information, and I believe it. You know, anyway, that's as much as really I think to say about that. The governments are involved with all of this. They are in and around the UFO and other subjects too, because the bottom line is where the research is not focused, is in humanity itself. It's inside our minds, it's inside the program that runs us. When a pope says he's resigned because God told him to, when a president goes to a fake war that he has produced because he was told to, when a guy goes out and makes a crop circle because he was told to, or leaves his home in Switzerland to look at a UFO over his head, these are all things that have a very striking similarity to them. And, you know, we're back to kind of in that realm of consciousness, which has no adequate definition. You know, consciousness is, as it says in the book, and please stop me if this is too long. It's just like 30 seconds. Can I finish with that?
No, definitely. Go ahead. Believe me, this is great, great stuff.
Well, thank you. But I mean, you know, this is where I think it is. There is no adequate definition for it. You know, the consciousness is the act of awareness. It is the substance of form and the force through which we experience life. It is personal. And it is collective. It directs us. It is carried on energy, and yet it is not energy. It is something beyond. When we extend our awareness and intent to use the force of our consciousness, we can manifest a change in our surroundings. We have to make our minds up. This is what I believe. This is where I think we are on this crossroads in all subjects right now, right this day. We have to make our minds up who we want to be before we can fully take advantage of the power which is available to each of us. And that comes down to truth and integrity, and just the very things we're struggling to obtain from those in leadership. That's the crossroads on which we are, and why it is important that we speak who we are, that we act out what we believe, that we step forward and make a difference. Being led, this is no time to be led. This is the time to lead our leaders. That's what I believe.
Besides, yeah. We're at a time now where we don't even believe our leaders anymore. Cohen Andrews joins us. The book is On the Edge of Reality. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.